In February 1966, Bob Marley made the first of many trips to Delaware, where his mother had moved a few years before. During that time, he was exposed to the civil uprisings in America. He saw things firsthand where he lived. He saw the television reports every night of the brutality going on around the United States, and that had a profound influence on the kind of writing he did.
Troops here say they are increasingly frustrated by American criticism of the war.
Specialist Peter Mana thinks people have forgotten the toll the war has taken. Many take it personally, believing it is also criticism of what they've been fighting for.
Is it fair to say that I am stressing out? I'm stationed in Iraq and they won't let me out. My homie said I was stupid for even joining. My counselor said my decision was disappointing. How she had good slates for good state colleges, and with my good grades it wouldn't have been a problem. But they don't understand just the power of significance, more than brilliance and certainly more than dividends. And if you ask me now, would I repeat it? Would I fight in a war I don't believe in? Well, the answer is, it's not me where the cancer is. They've been doing this before Jesus of Nazareth, and after all this time it is still deadly hazardous. And Bush isn't really being all that inaccurate when he says we're winning the war, cause it's staggering. But that's cause we're killing everybody that we see, and most of us soldiers, we could barely fall asleep. And time again, I'm feeling incompetent, cause my woman back home, we're constantly arguing. And I must be crazy, cause all I'm obsessing with is her MySpace and Facebook and who's commenting. Swear to God, if she's cheating, I'm doing her ass in. I could tell with one look, and right here is where Johnny got his soul took. Man, his poor mother.
In advance, the man that you love is lost somewhere in the sand. I don't know who I am, but I know that I'm not him. I just feel different, my soul is stained with sin. And these bullshitting, lying ass douchebag recruiters, well, you never gonna see war, you'll just work with computers. Get a little paper for college, character for your resume. He ain't said shit about this pain or this misery. Bullets just missing me, whizzing by. I'd be better off hustling nothing in Bed-Stuy. And I ain't strong, I can't make it through this song. I just had to help a mom try to find a baby's arm and put him back together, lying like it's gonna be alright. He's dead and my country dropped the bomb that just stole his life. This is not alright, I'm not okay. I can't close my eyes, I ain't flick, I slept in days. Suicide stalking, death keep talking.
Life is kinda hard, it's cozy in this head coffin.
And the sad thing is I'm starting to feel him, cause I ain't signed up to murder no women or children.
Morning, he was supposed to catch a flight back to Iraq, but after a sleepless night of soul searching, he missed the flight. Now the Army says if Christopher doesn't report in 30 days, a warrant will be issued for his arrest.